Here we are beginning the third parak, the final parak of Mori Katan, the very bottom of Yud Gimel and Beis. The Mishnah tells us that the Elu Megalchim B'Mori, the following individuals, have a heter to cut their hair and shave on Chol Moed. Who are they? Habam B'Dinas Hayam, somebody who was overseas, perhaps working in the Gemara to explain his situation. He returns home sometime during Chol Moed, and he didn't have a chance to cut his hair before Yontif, he's allowed to cut his hair on Chol Moed. We'll explain why normally it's Usur. Beis HaShviya, a person who was in captivity, and he was finally released from captivity on Chol Moed, and he certainly didn't have a chance to shave while he was there or get a haircut. He too has a special heter to cut his hair on Chol Moed. Hayotze Mibeis HaAsurin, somebody who was in jail, who didn't have a chance, they didn't allow them to cut the hair in jail, he also has a heter. And Hamenuda Shehitiru Lo Chachamim. Menuda is this person who was placed in excommunication. The Gemara is going to explain exactly why and the circumstances of that. So he was in excommunication. He's not allowed to cut his hair while he's there. He's finally permitted to come back into the klal. He's allowed to get a haircut. And Chayin Misha Nishal Lo Chacham, somebody who perhaps have taken a neder upon himself not to get a haircut, not quite a nazir, but someone different. And finally, he was released of this neder, Vahutar, he's also permitted a haircut. Vanazir, someone who, as we know, is a Nazir, one of the three Asurim that apply to a Nazir is getting a haircut. And his Nazirus ends during Chol Moed, so he could get a haircut as well. Hamitzora, Mitumaso, Litarasa, sorry, Mitzora. Person who is Mitzora, who also cannot get a haircut, who finally becomes Tar on Chol Moed, he gets a haircut. And person who is Mitumaso, Litarasa. Now, is that Aleph? Let's see, is that part of the Mitzora? Let's see. Yeah, it is actually part of the same statement. So again, a Mitzora, Mutumasa Latara, so a Mitzora who has finally become Tower may get a haircut. Fine, so those are the list of how many people do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 individuals have a heter to get a haircut. Most people, everyone else, is not allowed to get a haircut. Now look at Tosas for a second on the top. The bottom Tosas, but it's really higher up. Hayotzi Mibeis HaAsurin. She'ino Yachol Lagaleach Kodem HaMoed. He did not have an opportunity to get a haircut prior to Yontif. Shein manichin lo legaleach, that they don't permit him to get a haircut as a prisoner. Vafilu manichin lo, even if they, let's say they did permit him to get a haircut. He said they had a very nice prison there, less than a prison ward, they permitted him to get a haircut. Eino arev la'adam legaleach v'beis asurim. Typically, it's not so a person doesn't want to get a haircut when he's in prison. He doesn't want to look nice. He's not happy to be there. So even if it was such a situation where they permitted to do it, assuming we don't allow, we assume he does not get a haircut, or even if he does get a haircut, it's not enjoyable to him. It's not a good haircut, and such a person does get a haircut even on Chol Moed. So now the Mishnah goes in to say, Veil mechabsin b'moed, and the following people are also allowed to get a to wash their clothing. Now, normally in Chol Moed, you can't wash your clothing, but the following people may wash your clothing. It's going to be the same list, so we'll go through this a little bit quicker now. Habav Mibidis Hayam, someone from overseas. Hamibes HaShivya, someone in captivity. Hayotim Beis HaAsurin, somebody who comes out of jail. Hamanuda, someone who's in excommunication. Shetir Lachachamim. Vechein Mishinishal Lachacham Hutar, someone who took a nether. Matpechos Hayadayim. What's Matpechos Hayadayim? So these are like washcloths or something, towels that were used to clean the hands that may have gotten dirty, that they need them for Yontif, or matvechos hasaparim, which were the cloths used by the barbers to get haircuts. So we said before, you're not allowed to get a haircut. So we're talking about if it was needed for these special people who needed to get a haircut, someone came back from overseas and they need a special cloth to cover him while doing the haircut, so then you could wash the cloth prior to giving him the haircut. Umatpechos hasapag, so that's what, a sponge of some sort. So this is a sponge that was used for a beis hamerchatz. You're allowed to, of course, bathe during Chol Moed. So if the towels, the bathing towels, were needed to be cleaned, you'll have to clean them. Hazoven vazavos vanidos vayolos, various types of tuma that if the clothing became dirty, you're allowed to clean them. And then v'chol ha'olim mituma l'tara, also any other situation where somebody came from tuma to tara, such as mitzora, they're also allowed to clean all their clothing as well, because their clothing becomes tamei. A woman who's a nida or a person who's a mitzora, the clothing becomes tamei. You could clean these clothing as well. Hare elu mutarin, says the Mishnah. Bishar kol adam asurin. So let's recap for a second. The Mishnah tells us, implying that there are two isurim that apply to Chol Moed that we already know. But one is you can't get a haircut. Number two is you can't wash clothing. Then the Mishnah lists all the various haterim of people who can both get a haircut and can get and wash their clothing. So the Gemara asks now, wait a second. Shar called them my time usur, and why is it usur for everybody else to get haircuts? What's the isur? What's the isur involved in getting a haircut on Chol HaMoed? So the Gemara says, get it now. Like a mission we learned in Tainus, you might remember, Anshe Mishmar, Vanshe Mamed, Asurun Lesaper Lechabes. Anshe Mishmar, we took the Kohanim, David and Melech, and the various stages of this, took the Kohanim and split them up into 24 groups, Chaf Dal Mishmaros. And each group of Kohanim had a particular week where they did the Avod in the Beis Hamikdash. So the halacha was, and Anshe Mamed were corresponding to those group of Kohanim, there was a group of non-Kohanim, either Levim or Yisraelim, was called Anshe Mamed. They would go to the local shuls, and they would read all Maisa Bereishis. They would be davening on behalf of the Karbanos, while the Kohanim would be doing the Karbanos, the members of Klal Yisrael would be davening for the Karbanos. So what does the Mishnah tell us? Anshe Mishmar v'Anshe Mamed asurun saper l'chabes. They're not allowed to get a haircut, and they're not allowed to wash their clothing during the week of the Avoda. However, b'chamishi, on the fifth of the week, on Thursday, mutarim, they're permitted to get a haircut and wash their clothing, mipnei kavod Shabbos. Because of kavod Shabbos, they were allowed to. And what's the reason that it was also for them to wash cut the hair during the week? Amar Rabba bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Elazar, my time, what was the reason why it was usher to wash during the week of the Avoda? Kedei shelo yichantzu l'mishmarasan kishu menuvalim. They didn't want them to be look ugly when they walk into the Mishmar. They're going to say as follows. The Kohen's going to say, I'm going to work this week, and I'm going to be very, very busy at home before I go take off a week to the Beis Hamikdash. I'll get a haircut while I'm in Yerushalayim. What's going to happen is they're going to start their Avoda, and their Avoda was actually viewed as a regel. It was almost a yontif for them. And any day, we mentioned in the past several times, and the day a person did the Avoda, it was like a yontif. So they're going to enter into the Beis Hamikdash with a long, scrappy beard and a long hair. It's not going to look presentable. So he said, you know what? It's usher for you to get a haircut during the week of your Avoda. That's going to be a way of motivating them to get a haircut prior to doing the Avoda, so they're going to get a very nice haircut. So that's the reason. So Gemara says, Hachanami here too also, Kadesh Leikantu Leregel Kishin Mudavalm. So they don't enter into Yantif with a looking a little bit disgusting. Person's going to say, I'm taking off the week, I'm taking off from work during the week of Chol HaMoed. I won't have to rush to work. I'll get a haircut during the daytime, I'll shave my beard during the daytime, in the morning, I'm not in a rush to get to work. And then they're going to start Yantif, your first day of Pesach, looking not so nice. So in order to get them to get a haircut prior to the first day of Yantif, we say, you're not allowed to do any haircutting or shaving during Chol HaMoed. This way to get them to do it before Yantif begins. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, Boy Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir asks the following question. Of Dula Veda Haregel. Let's say a person loses something Erev Haregel. He's busy going around the streets. He lost something important. He lost his dog, let's say. And he's going around looking for his dog, and he can't find his dog anywhere. So, or maybe he does find his dog. And the Gemara asks now, Kevin to Anus Mutter. Since such a person is honest, he didn't have the opportunity to get a haircut. Like, usually the halacha was you're supposed to get a haircut before the regular. He didn't have a chance. So maybe since he was onus, it was against, he didn't have much of a choice, it's mutter for him to get a haircut on Yantif. Just like the cases in the Chol HaMoed. Just like the case in the Mishnah where all individuals who could not get a haircut Erev Regel because they weren't released from prison, they didn't come back from overseas, so they're permitted. Would this person also be allowed? Okay, Dilma came into the Mucha Milsalo. Or since the situation, it's not Mucha Milsa, it's not clear to people. What does that mean, it's not clear to people? So if you look at Rashi, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines, narrow lines down in Rashi. The last word in the line is Delo. Delo Mucha Milsa, Delo Yadi Kulama, the Anasaya. Nobody knows that David lost his dog. When Ricky comes back from overseas, he's in China. Comes back, everybody knows he went to China to go do business. So when he comes back, everybody knows he didn't have a chance to get a haircut. When David loses, you have a dog, David?
No.
Okay. So if David had a dog and he had lost his dog, regular, so then he
is
would.
Allowed?
What?
Is it allowed by Allah?
To have a dog?
Yeah.
Yes, but it's very complicated to have a dog on Shabbos. Shabbos.
Allah.
Various halachas, you can't, it's muksa.
And if you close the door, you
close the door, exactly, it's trapping. But another topic. So, don't get a dog.
It's more complicated when you don't have a dog.
So let's say you have a dog?
No.
Okay. So let's say David lost his pretend dog, but nobody knows he had lost his dog, so maybe, and he comes back when he finally shaves his beard, And no one knows that he had it on Chol Moed. So nobody else knows that he didn't have a chance to shave his beard out of regularly. Ah, David shaved his beard on Chol Moed. They didn't know. So only maybe somebody who knew was overseas is a heter, because everybody knows he didn't violate Chol Moed. He just didn't have a chance before Yantif. But somebody who lost his object, nobody knows he was looking for an object and was onus Erev Yantif, so maybe he would not be allowed to get a haircut. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye says, Yomru kol asarikin asurin, asariki baitus mutarin. So you're going to say that, look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Yomru kol hasarikin asurin, kolomar, de baitus haya yachalisok chalosa b'li shalos, so what's this referring to here? They're able to, well, the shrik is like to a comb, right? Ah, okay. So what's lisok though? It's a comb usually. What does it say in the English?
Is it? It says matzo, which has decorative figures.
Uh-huh, okay. Okay, so I guess apparently, you know, if you first wanted to make a very nicely shaped matzah, so it, oftentimes it's going to create a problem of chametz. It's I don't know exactly what it entails, but the baitus, these sarukim, these bakers knew how to do it in such a way, fashion it in a way that would not create chametz. So are we going to say that the entire world, all bakers, are usher to make these shaped matzahs, but the baitus, the sarukim are permitted to? No, that's going to be a problem of los skodu. We would like to have things that are low plug across the board, the same takana. We're not going to say this community can do it, but therefore the rest of the world cannot do it. So we're going to say now everyone's also to get a haircut, but this particular person who had lost an object, he's allowed to get it. We're going to start distinguishing between different communities and different types of people. So they weren't comfortable with permitting the heter. That even though there seemed to be a permissible a reason for this guy to get a haircut because he was honest Erev Yantif because he lost his dog, the Gemara wasn't comfortable making distinctions between different types of people. The Gemara says, wait a second. According to this logic, so then, Hadamar Rebbe Asi, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Komi She'en Lo Elak Chalak Echad, person only has one suit to wear. So we're going to say, Mutu L'chabso B'chal Shemoid. He's allowed to get a haircut in Chal Moed. But if we permit a person who only has one suit to get a haircut, to wash his clothing, we're going to have the same problem. Name us, we should say, where did the line go again? Hasim Nami, we should say the following, Yomu Kol Asariki Nasurin B'Srike Baitis Mutar? Right?
It's not the same example.
Why?
Because matzot metzeot, you see, it's obvious. Gadim, how do you know if he did the laundry or didn't do the laundry? You just assume that he did the laundry in Chol Moed. Ah, I'm allowed to.
No, but you see the person, the laundry was taking place before Hesia. They go down to the river. They didn't have like...
he's doing it in, you see, yeah. Him doing it.
He goes down the river, he starts washing his clothes. What's Ruben doing down there? So, why do you permit the guy with one suit?
Hanging in the front yard.
Right, you know, puts a little clotheslines.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Right. Can see what they're wearing the next
day.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you go to Meir Sharm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they used to go down.
Yes, they think they come down.
Okay.
But you cannot sell it in Israel.
No.
Okay, so we're going to say, so why, by the case of laundering, the person only has one suit, we permit the guy to wash the clothing. Why don't we say, wait a second, why is Reuven allowed to wash his clothing on Yontif? Nobody else is allowed to. We should say, you shouldn't be able to distinguish between different categories. Just like we said about the case of the Sarikin. We said all bakers are not allowed to do this. So sometimes we seem to distinguish, and sometimes we don't seem to distinguish. So Gemara says, no, wait a second. Ha'itmar Allah, it was said about this case of the washing the clothing, Amar Mar by Ravashi, Ezuro Mochiach Alav. The guy's belt is going to be clear. What does that mean? Rashi tells us, Ezuro Mochiach Alav, person only has one suit or one robe. Poshum satef b'maktireno v'chogo be'ezurud. Person puts on some type of cloth. He doesn't have clothing. He only has one suit we're talking about. So he puts on a towel or something and chogo be'ezurud and like kind of wraps it in with a little belt around his waist. Omid mechabis chaluko. The guy's washing his clothing. He's barely dressed. Everybody knows that person has no other clothing to wear. So that's why there's a special hetter for that person. So it boils down to two factors. About when we're allowed to do certain things, when you're not allowed to do certain things. Factor one is, this guy considered onus or not? Normally speaking, it's usher to get a haircut, it's usher to wash your clothing. If the guy is onus, if something happened that he couldn't do it erev regel, it's a heter. There's a second factor of maros ayin also to take into consideration. So when it comes to the case of the guy who only has one clothing, so he didn't have a chance, it's onus because he has nothing else to wear, he needs to wash it, that's the onus. But isn't there an issue of Maris Ayin? Since he's not wearing any clothing, it's clear to him that everybody else, that he's not doing anything in violation, he had no choice. When it comes to the Sarikin, the bakers who have the special form matzahs, so this is not an issue of Ones, it's a different type of case, it's by the matzah situation, but this might be an issue of Maris Ayin. Now again, this is not a Chol HaMoed topic, this is really a Chametz topic, but there no one's going to know where you got the different forms from. The person's going to say, oh, that he has such a nice, you know, heart-shaped matzah, I'm going to make a heart-shaped matzah also, and I'm going to make it into chametz. So we said there's no messing around, there's going to be Maris Ayin problems.
But so, with an Aveda, he's not allowed.
Exactly, so an Aveda, since it is a heter mitzad the onus, he was onus, so he seemingly should have a heter to do it. Since it's a Maris Ayin factor, no one knows that David lost his dog Erev Yantif, so there's no heter for him to do it. You need both factors to be true, both onus and Maris Ayin.
No, no, David
had a dog
in the first place.
No, right, no, he had a dog in the first place, right. Okay. Now there is a discussion in the Rishonim. Let's say a person did get a haircut, Erev Regel. Is he allowed to get one on Chol HaMoed now?
And then you would be able to shave also.
Well, let's say shaving also. So let's say the only heter is to make sure we don't really care. Shaving and getting a haircut on Chol HaMoed is not a problem of Chol HaMoed. It's just a reason to get you to cut your hair before. But a person entered in with a very nice haircut and a nice shave, so when his hair grows a little bit longer in a few days, maybe he's allowed to. Or he sees
so
like
you
a
tell me, people don't shave on Chol HaMoed here in America?
No, people, there's a heter to do it if you're going to work and stuff. But typically a person's not supposed to shave on Chol HaMoed. The question is, let's say a person does shave Erev Regel. He looks very nice and presentable on Yantif. So maybe he should have a heter to shave on Chol HaMoed. So it is a machlokas Rishonim. We paskin that one may not shave on Chol HaMoed, even if he did get a haircut on Erev HaRegel. Okay. Now the Gemara asks the following question. Boy Rabbi Izeira. Rabbi Izeira asks now, okay, let's say an uman she'avdu lo aveda Erev HaRegel. An uman, a skilled worker, Rashi tells us, not any uman, not any guy, but uman says, kikon sapar, a barber, shakol ban etzlo Erev HaRegel. Everybody comes to get a haircut Erev HaRegel. Now, in those days, they didn't get like a week before, and people, you know, didn't mind the rush of getting a haircut, or they had more barbers, people had more patience. But there's actually an Indian brought down the halacha that ideally a person should get a haircut Erev Shabbos, Erev Regel. It's not, you know, I rarely get one Erev Shabbos because it's just too rushed for me. But there's actually a halacha that the best time to get a haircut is Erev Shabbos, so you really enter into Shabbos very nicely. Also, yeah, Yontif, the best time to get a haircut is Erev Regel. Now,
and
again,
it says that you did it because of the Shabbos or Regel.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So it's clear when you're doing it then, it's for the Erev Regel. So this guy, everybody goes to get a haircut Erev Regel. They had a number of barbers enough to handle the town. So everyone comes to him. Viro and Shavdulave, then they all see. Everyone knows that he lost his dog. He's like, you see my dog? He's black and white spots on it. He's asking everybody who walks in. And then Anosu, he's honest. He didn't have a chance for himself to get a haircut. He's giving everyone else a haircut. But he's also looking for his own dog, trying to accomplish these two things. And Yachol Sapar Asma doesn't have a chance to give himself a haircut. So so everybody knows. So maybe this situation, there's a heter for him to get a haircut because he's onus, and everybody knows, there's no Maris Ayin, no one's going to suggest that David the barber, willingly didn't get a haircut. He was just, he was honest, he didn't have a chance. So that's Rabbi Zeira's new question now. So Rabbi Zeira asks, what's the halacha? Came into Uman who Muchamil, so since he's the town's barber, everybody knows, and therefore no Maris Ayin issues. Oh, Dilma came into lo Muchamilsa Kihanach lo Tate lo. Since it's not as obvious as the guys who came out of jail, the guys who came from overseas, the guy who came out of captivity, that was like front pages of the paper, and this wasn't so public, maybe this is not as muchamilsa, this is somewhere in between. It's more known than when David lost his dog, when the barber loses his dog, but it's not quite as known as opposed to the person who had come from jail. So the Gemara says, take it, we don't really know the answer of such a person, of the barber who lost his dog, whether he's allowed to get a haircut.
In class here, Casey, he was busy. Giving everybody else a cut.
We're talking
have time
about
to get
if the barber
haircut.
Himself loses a dog. Loses yeah. And I'm saying, can he get his own haircut or can he give a haircut to those who weren't able to?
No.
He's busy giving a haircut to everybody else. And since he's giving a haircut to everybody else, everybody knows, since he's asking, did you see my dog? Everybody knows about it. But he doesn't have a chance to get his own haircut. And now I got paid. I deal with everybody. Let me find my dog. If I get a chance, I'll give myself a haircut. Right. So, now the Gemara says, "Mibedina Sayam." A person comes from overseas. This is a very, very interesting Gemara. Now, Gemara tells us, "Masnisin Dilo Rabbi Yehuda." Our mission is not in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda teach us? The Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, "Habam Mibedina Sayam." Somebody who comes from overseas, lo yigalech, he's not allowed to get a haircut. Now, that's against our mission. Mishnah said a person who does come overseas can get a haircut. Why? He was not allowed to leave in the first place. Whoever gave the guy a heter to go leave, go overseas, and come back, then call Mord, who gave him such a heter? So, look at Rashi. Rashi tells, explains a little bit better than I am. He usually does. Since he was never given permission to leave, what does that mean? We're not sure yet. He wanted to go on his own. He wanted to go for a little trip. He wanted to go to Florida, get some vacation. That's not called honest. The guy needs money to make a parnas and he goes overseas and comes back. Well, he didn't have much of a choice. He was a big business deal. He had to make some money. Guy went to just vacation and get a nice suntan in Florida. So he has no heter to just go back and go relax and come back in Chol Hamoed. I was onus, I didn't have a chance. You had a chance. Who told you to go to Florida? When a person really needed the money to make parnasa, so that's a different story. Gemara's going to explain now. These different situations. Yeah.
The onus is on the time of the ship in the ocean.
But it's only onus if you were forced to go in the first place. If you were never forced to go in the first place, that's not considered onus. You willingly did that.
Sure, he got permission from his wife.
No, not permission from his wife. It means it's taking advantage of the halacha.
Okay, let's
see what the Gemara says now. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Lashut Divriya Kol Aser. What does Lashut mean? This is the pasuk right in the beginning of Eo, for those who are familiar, when the Satan is going Lashut. I forget exactly how they use this Sharish. He's going to look out to the world, what's going on, and Hashem says to the Satan, so what did you see? He said, oh, I saw Eov. No, sorry. He said, so Hashem said this to the Satan, did you see Eov, my cherished child Eov? Yeah, he's not so good. What do you mean? He's Eov. No, he's not so good. It goes on to have a whole story, then testing. I'm sure he'll pass the test. And the Satan goes and tests Eov, and that's the whole events of Eov. The word Lashut is used there. Lashut means he went out to go see the world. He went to go travel and see the wonders of the world. So that everybody agrees is Asher. There's no head there. Now, it wasn't allowed to do that, but that's not considered onus to go see the various beautiful islands of the world and the oceans of the world. That's not a onus. So that's aser to come. If he comes back during Chol Hamoed, he may not, according to all opinions, get a haircut. So lemezonos, a person needs a parnasa. He needs a parnasa. Divya kol motor. Then that's onus. He needs money. This was the opportunity he had. He had a ship to take across the seas, so that was permitted. And if he returns during Chol Hamoed. Let's say he only went to make some extra money. He had enough to cover the family. Well, he had a good business opportunity. So harvacha, that's the question. One opinion thought that was like lashut. It was like going to see the world, which is permitted, but that's not considered onus. It's permitted to make more money, but that's not a onus situation. And if he comes back, he may not get a haircut. Another person says, no, because you never know. Having money, saving up money, having surplus of money is quite helpful, even though you might not need it now. It's still considered in the realm of mizonos, and therefore, if a person does return during Chol Hamoed, he may get a haircut. Okay, so Gemara says now, Meisivei asks the Gemara, Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, Niran divrei Rebbe Yehuda kishiyatsa shlo b'rishus, v'divrei chachamim kishiyatsa b'rishus. Let's understand the statement before we clarify in the Gemara. Rebbe says, I think Rebbe Yehuda is correct when the guy leaves without permission. Rebbe Yehuda says you may not get a haircut if you return during Chol Hamoed. And I think the Chachamim who permit you to get a haircut during Chol Hamoed is a situation where he left Birishus. So
what
Gemara.
On top it's not like
play now.
So Rabba and Rebbe. No.
The Gemara is going to explain what this means. My Shelo Birishus. What does it mean, Shelo Birishus? Ilema Lashut. If it's going to be a situation, he didn't have permission, which means he went to go see the world. We said above, everybody agrees it's Aser. It's not only Rabbi Yehuda. Everyone agrees it's Aser. Vela, the Mizonos must be a situation where he's going to get Parnasa. He needs the money. But we said above, everybody agrees that it's a Mutter to, if a person needs to make money, then that's Mutter. Pshita leharvicha. So then it's clearly talking about a situation where the person wanted to make some surplus of money. So it must be that we're reading out as follows. The first line of the Mishnah reads, when a person goes, Shelo Bershus, which we're saying is Laharvacha, just to make extra money, that's when we paskin, you cannot get a haircut if you return during Chol Hamoed. But now if you look to the Seifa, Ema Seifa, of that very Brisa, Nirin Divrei Chachamim Kishiyatsa Bershus, when we think we paskin like the Chachamim, that you can get a haircut when you left Bershus. Well, my Bershus was mean you left with permission. Elema Lemazonis, if a person left because he had to make money, he had nothing to eat. Ha'amris Divrei Kolmata, everyone agrees his mother. Ella, the Harvacha, must be a case of Harvicha, where he's making extra money. But we just said above, didn't the Reisha tell us, Niran Divrei Yehuda, But didn't we say Rabbi Huda is a situation of Harvacha, and he says it's us to get a haircut? So clearly this Bryce is somewhat confusing. We don't know what it's talking about. So
yeah, because the bottom of the base, the race and the safe are the same.
Exactly. Same situation, same scenario, but same it's opposite lock, things.
But it's upright.
Exactly.
It's up, no, it's up. Because they both agree.
No, if we say it's talking about a case of Harvacha,
right.
So then Harvacha, we're saying, if Rabbi Huda is talking about Harvacha, he says it's Aser, Chamz Ostam Harvacha, it's Mutter.
And they're both saying, right, the same both. Right.
So it's a stira. So Gemara says, Hachikamah. The way you read the Braisa is as follows. Niran Divrei Rabbi Huda, Lirabanan, Kishiyotza Shilbershus. Okay, what does that mean? Niran Divrei Rabbanan, I think Rabbi Huda is correct, to the Rabbanan, when they leave Shilbershus. Meaning, my new Lashut. When they go out to see the world, Shafilu Chachamim Lo Nechu Alav, Ela Harvicha. I mean, I think Rehuda and Rabban agree in a situation where he left Shilbershus, when he went to go out to see the world, to travel the world, everybody agrees it's Aser. Because Chacham only argue in Rehuda, they only permit it in the case of Harvicha, that's where the argument is. Aval Lashut Modula, when it's a situation of going to see the world, that even Chacham emit, it's Mutter. The Nir and Divrei Rabbanan, the opinion of Rabban are agreed to, Rabbi Huda agrees to the opinion of Rabbi Huda, Kishiyotz Bershus, when they leave Bershus, and Ma'niu, Limizonos, when they have to make Parnas, he needs money, Shafil Rabbi Huda, Lonechachu Alayim El Ravicha, that Rabbi Huda only argues in a situation where he needs to make extra money, or wants to make extra money, about Limizonos Maldilahu, but when it's a situation where he needs the money, that even Rabbi Huda will admit it's permitted. Okay. So, remember I once heard of Shechta give a shir on the mitzvah, or the requirement to work and make Parnasa. So I believe he pointed to this Gemara here to say that clearly there's a mitzvah in making a parnasa, making money. Don't just think about sitting in kolo, because the Gemara discusses a situation here where a person needs to go out and make a mizonos and make some parnasa, so that's a heter to come back and shave in chol moed. And also it seems that a person needs to even make harvacha in addition to his basic salary or the basic needs. He's allowed to make extra money as well, according to Chamim, as well on chol moed.
What's this extra money that he's saving up?
So it's hard for us...
Retirement fund?
Right, so it's a very good question. It's very hard for us to understand because nowadays money is different than when it was then. Back then, a definition of a poor person was somebody who didn't have enough money for 3 days, three meals of one day. It's hard for us to imagine. That's a person like who has just enough money for three meals, which is, let's say, $10 a day. That's a person who's basically homeless, we would imagine. Now, for us, people have hard situations sometimes, but it never comes to the point. Not, it's rare that it comes to the point of this. So nowadays, there's no real definition of an ani, at least in America. It's hard to find that real ani. You go to Meir Shalom, it's a different story. But then, then people really had very, very little money sometimes. So harvacha was like more than $10 might be considered harvacha, more than the basic minimum. Very, very hard for us to understand this stuff. Okay, the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Katan hanolad b'moed, mutid legalech b'moed. A newborn baby who's born on Chol Moed is mutter to get a haircut on Chol Moed. Now I know it's a strange question because what child needs a haircut when they get when they're born? And also, don't we all hold of upshare? No one gets a haircut within 3 years nowadays. Everyone accepted this chassid shemin hagan have myself also. In three years to get a haircut. But anyways, the Gemara says so. If it happened in a situation that look at Rashi. Rashi writes katan hanola b'moed. A child, an infant that's born in Chol Moed, velo saros gedolim. He somehow has very long hairs. I'm not sure. None of my kids had that, but maybe. That's a very unlikely situation. But if it does happen, what?
Like Esav.
Okay, there, Esav. So he certainly had a lot of hair when he was born. Very good. So mutter legalech b'moed sarosho masarom. So if this hair is getting in his face and in the way of whatever it is, it's troubling him, so he's allowed to give such a child a haircut. So we see there's a heter. What's the heter? A katan is not one of the things listed in the Mishnah here. So the Gemara explains, it's mutter kashayin lecha beis ha'asurin gadol mizeh. So there's no greater jail, if you will, than a child who's in the mother's womb for 9 months. So he didn't get have a chance to get a haircut. He was only born on Chol Moed. Bimoidin b'mikarlo. So it's only permitted if he was born on Chol Moed. But let's say he's born Erev Yom Tov, and they didn't cut the hair in the hospital. And now they want to say, okay, now we bring the baby home from the hospital, let's cut the hair now. That would not be permitted. That's what the statement of Shmuel implies. So the Gemara says, Meisiv, Rav Pinchas asks the following question. Kol Elu, all these that we say, Sha'amu Mutila Galech B'moid, Mutila Galech B'mei Avelu. Now we're transitioning to a different topic now. By the way, the third parak is all about, we're going to get to in a few moments, actually in a couple of days, it's all about Avelus. This is the parak that talks about Avelus. So this line says, anyone that's mutter to get a haircut on Chol Moed is also mutter to get a haircut on during the Avelus. So meaning, let's say a person was in prison, and he finds out he has a relative has died, so his hair is long as it is. He's in prison. There's no haircuts allowed in the prison where he is. And then he finally is released, happens to be released during Shiva of his mother, let's say. So then he's allowed to get a haircut. Normally an Avel cannot get a haircut, but since this person has not gotten a haircut in 3 years, and finally he's released, he's allowed to get a haircut. Just like he's allowed to get a haircut if he is released on Chol Moed, so too there's a heter during Avelus. So anybody who can't get a haircut when being released, whatever it is, Chol Moed could also get a haircut during Avelus.
Even though while in Avelus itself it's a sur, but when it's one of those cases, it is mutar.
Exactly.
Does it make a difference how long the prison is?
It's a good, very good question. I haven't seen anybody discuss this. My guess would be as follows. There's a klal, we'll see, I'm not sure if it's today's daf or another daf, that what's considered long hair is 30 days. Like by nazir, it has to be at least 30 days. And when it comes to cutting a haircut for an avelus, it has to be shloshim 30 days. My guess would be if it's been more than 30 days, then it'd be considered long hair. Less than 30 days, my guess would there would be no heter. I don't know with certainty, but that's what I would guess.
So now we're dropping Chol Hamoed and we're getting into avelus.
Exactly. This is a transition. Exactly. So there seems to be a strong connection between avelus and moed. Whatever it's mutter, any heter by Chol Hamoed, the same heter exists by avelus. So what's this has to do with a katan now? We're talking about a katan right now. So the Gemara says, again, kol elu sh'amu mutter legalech b'moed, anybody who could get a haircut on Chol Hamoed, mutter legalech b'mei avelu. Ha'asr legalech b'moed, anybody who cannot get a haircut on Chol Hamoed, asr legalech b'mei avelu, then cannot get a haircut on during avelus. So a regular person who can't get a haircut on Chol Hamoed certainly can't get a haircut during his avelus period. Now, v'yamris katan isbe pluksa, nimtes avelus nagis b'katan. Now, if you're going to tell me that when it comes to a katan who can get a haircut on Chol Hamoed, so he should also be able to get a haircut during avelus. But we know that there is no avelus by a katan. That seems to imply that there's avelus by a katan. Look at the top Rashi for a second. Not by a katan, though. We'll see in a second. E amris b'katan islay pluksa. There's a chilak, a distinction, that the katan can get a haircut on Chol Hamoed if he's born with long hair. The nolad kodem haregel eino megalech beregel. If he, however, was born before the regel, he cannot get a haircut on Chol Hamoed. Vishal lemeimar hol va'asl galech beregel. Since he cannot get a haircut on Chol Hamoed, even a katan can't get a haircut on Chol Hamoed. Asl galech nami b'mei avelu. Now this implies he also may not get a haircut during a shiva period if a mother of his died. Imkein nimtas ata omer avelus afilu b'katan. What comes out is that since a katan cannot get a haircut, we have avelus by a katan. But we know, we'll see in a second, that there is no avelus by katan in general. Where do we see that? Two lines down on the Amud Beis, Hatanya, Mikarin lekatan b'pnei agmas nefesh. If Rachmana Litzlan, a child loses a parent or a sibling, so we tear kriya because agmas nefesh. So look at Rashi, mipnei agmas nefesh, sheyivchu haroim, that the people who see, who are at the levaya, will cry the yibu b'chavod hames and show great honor to the mace. We're not saying we tear kriya because there's a chiyuv kriya. Normally, an avel has to tear kriya because it's an obligation. It's a chiyuv. It's based on psukim. But in a katan, we're not saying a katan has to tear kriya because he's an avel. He has to tear kriya just because it's a terrible thing to see a child up there tearing kriya. Agmas nefesh, to create more tears. Nothing to do with his own personal obligation of avelus. So there is no avelus by a katan. How come the Gemara implied before that he cannot get a katan, may not get a haircut during a shiva, but there is no shiva for a katan? So Gemara says, no, let's clarify. Amar Rav Ashi, mi katani ha'asurin. We never said clearly that anybody, the Bryce above told us, anybody who can get a haircut during Chol Hamoed can get a haircut during shiva. But we never said everyone else is asur. Dilma yesh mehem asur, yesh mehem mutar. Maybe other people who cannot get a haircut during Chol Hamoed, some of them may, and some of them may not get a haircut during Avelus. So in other words, a katan, although certainly we're saying a katan may not get a haircut during Chol Hamoed, he might be an example of a person who may get a haircut during Avelus. So it's not a clear equation that we're inferring that it's anybody mutter can, anybody asur cannot. It's not a clear inference. That's what the Gemara says. And therefore, it's not a kasha. We, in the end of the day, we paskin that there is no avelus by a katan, but we still have them tear kriya. Kaddish is a different story. We try to get a katan to say kaddish at least during the Shiva period if possible.
What's considered katan?
Katan, anybody under 13. Officially. But now, if a child is a little bit older, you understand, 11, 12 maybe, so then they understand a little bit more, so then we would really encourage them to do some form of avelus. But Kaddish is certainly a big thing for a child to say for the parent, even if it's under 13. Okay.
Mipi Yom Kim, he said it always. It says in Tehillim, Mipi Yom Kim, because of the P of the Yom Kim of the kids. It's the greatest mala, they say.
That's what it says, a source for Kaddish?
No, I'm not sure it's a source for Kaddish, it's a source for the Dibur.
Oh.
That Mipi Yom Kim, he said it always. Yeah. Because of the Yom Kim of the mouth of the kids, Am Yisrael is sustained.
That's why sometimes we have tzaros, so then they'll encourage the children to say tilm, and because they're pure, the tzaddikim.
Yeah.
They have no avera, so their tefillahs go directly above, based on that pasuk, I guess. Gemara says now, Ameimar, Vitema Rav Shisha, Breder Va'idi, Masi Hachidi, taught the following. Amar Shmuel taught, Katan Mutter Lagalcha B'moid, he's allowed to, a child can get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Lo shna nolad b'moed, lo shna nolad meikara. We didn't understand Shmuel before. He said you're allowed to get a haircut regardless of when the child was born. Even if he was born Erev Regel, and even if there was an opportunity to get a haircut Erev for him to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Across the board, there is a blanket head for a katan. Now, the Rashi doesn't give us an explanation, but that's how they understood the opinion of Shmuel. I guess they felt that this concept of does not apply to a katan.
Well, why they don't prefer, if it's referring to a mulad, to a baby, why they don't call it tinok? It's not a katan, it's a tinok.
But here
it's mulad.
This is talking about katan, not about tinok.
Well,
This presentation, this, but this, it's a previous statement with Shmuel. We initially thought it was only born mamish and chamoyd. Why not? That's a good question. I don't know. Not sure. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Amar Pinchas, Af Ananami Tani, we also learn in the Mishnah, Kol Elu She'amru B'mutu L'galech B'moyd. Anybody who may get a haircut on chamoyd, mutu L'galech B'mei Avelo. He can get a haircut during his Avelos period. But if it's a certain person, which are most other people, who cannot get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, then it would be asur in the galech bimei avelo. Then for him, it would be asur to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Now, I amrit katan asur nimteis avelos nagis b'katan. So if you're going to suggest, this is going to be a riot. If you're going to say that a katan in general cannot get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, so then what's going to come out is he also can't get a haircut during avelos period, and we know avelos katan does not keep avelos. We'll see in a second as why. We'll see that repeat gets repeated. But the proof is that we see a katan, even though he's not born on Chol HaMoed, just a katan, stam a katan, can get a haircut during Chol HaMoed. Because if he couldn't get a haircut during Chol HaMoed, it would imply that he could not get a haircut during Shiva. And it would imply that he keeps avelus. And Vitana, but we learn in the Bryce, like we said above, that Mekarin lekatan b'fnei agmas nefesh. The only reason why we tear kriya for a child is because of agmas nefesh. The Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Because Amar Vashi Mikatani Ha Asurin, does it say no, anybody else would be Asur? Dilma Yeshmein Asur, Yeshmein Mutter. It's not clear. Anybody who's Mutter to get a haircut during Chol HaMoed is Mutter to get a haircut during Avelos, but the implication is that there are others who may or may not get a haircut during Avelos. A Katan is one of those who does not keep Avelos, and can get a haircut. Now, this is interesting right now because the Gemara seems to assume, this is a side point though, that Kriya is equals Avelos. That if we see that a child, only reason why I tear kriya for a child is because of agmas nefesh, that also indicates that there's no avelus. Kriya is actually something separate than avelus. The ideal time to tear kriya is b'shas misa. Now, our custom is to wait until the levaya to tear kriya, but that's not really the ideal time, but that is the custom. The Gemara also says, kriya l'chud, avelus l'chud. The Gemara later on will see, distinguishes. Kriya is a completely different category, kriya and avelus is a completely different category. Even look in Hilchas Yardei Shulchan Aruch, there's Shin Mem is Hilchas Kriya, Shin Mem Aleph is Hilchas Aninas, and Shin Mem Beis till the end of Tuf Aleph or so is all Hilchas Avelus. They separated Kriya and Avelus from two different things. They happen at different times. But for some reason, the Gemara seems to assume that they're equal, that Kriya and Avelus are equal. It might indicate that Avelus, we normally assume Avelus begins after the Kavura, and not true. seems to be that there are mapaskins that Avedis even begins b'shas misa. But, okay, another topic we'll get into over the next couple weeks, I guess. Okay. Gemara says, Eino, oh, we only have 10 minutes. Avel, Eino noeg Avedis b'regel. And Avel does not keep Avedis during a regel. He's completely meant to do it whatever he wants. Shenemar, v'samachta b'chagecha. He's supposed to rejoice within the yontif. Now, I Avedis d'mikara, who? Why, what's this far? If it was a person who was an Avel from before yontif, he lost a relative beforehand and he was keeping Shiva, and then suddenly came the yontif, well, Asei Dirabim, V'dachi Asei Diyachid, the Asei Dirabim, the Simchas HaChag, is a mitzvah Asei that applies to the Rabim, that's more important, it's going to Doche, the individual Asei of the Avelis. Now, V'i Avelis Dehasha, if it's an Avelis that occurred on Chol Moed, yeah. Yeah, right, exactly, it cancels. If a person sat Shiva beforehand, only a few days, Yontif comes and knocks out Shiva. Shiva's over, and he picks up Shloshim after Yontif. Now, so that's as far to know. Now, if it's a situation of E-Aveis de-Hasha, if let's say the relative had passed away on Yontif itself, then Hasha hu lo asi asi diachid v'dachi asi rabim. His personal asse of keeping Aveis is not going to be doche the rabim's asse of Simcha. So either way, no matter what situation it is, whether the Avelis Misa happened before Yantif or on Yantif, the Simcha of the Asif, the Rabbim, is going to be Dochip. We see that there is no Avelis on the Yantif. Now there's Machlokas, whether Devarim Shebet Sina would apply on Yantif as well. When it comes to Shabbos, we say Avelis does not apply other than Devarim Shebet Sina. So the same Machlokas exists on Yantif, whether Devarim Shebet Sina applies. Now there's an interesting Tosis here I'd love to do, but I don't think we have time. He talks about whether Avelis is deraisa or derabanan, the top Tosfos. There's a four-way machlokas about Avelis. Yeah, so let's do the top Tosfos. Tosfos writes, also the yachid. Mashma, this Mishnah, this Gemara applies, that Mashma de Avelis ika ase deraisa. It's a mitzvah deraisa of keeping Avelis. Midiloka amar v'dochi ase derabin. The Gemara could have said, no, you can't have the ase deraisa of Simcha and docha the ase derabanan of Avelis. It doesn't say Avelis, call it derabanan. It implies that they're both the same level of being deraisa. It's just one's a yachid and one's a rabim. Umidelo kamar v'dach yasid rabim v'haid dekamar le'el, that which we said above, yud alfam and beiz, lo mi bai yimei avelo derabanan, the Gemara told us at the beginning of the second parak. Hainu asiyas malacha, it implied that avelos is only with derabanan. The Tosfos writes, that's only with respect to the malacha. If the isim malacha of an avel to do, that's an isim with derabanan. The nafkalan b'me'asmacht b'me'hafachti b'chagechem la'avil. There's a asmacht based on the pasuk in Nevi'im. Aval guf ha'avilus, the actual keeping the avilus, the concept, that's a deraisa. Miu near leave, the Tosis himself thinks that the simchas ha'regel nami derban. He thinks no. It's possible that even avilus is derbanan, but simchas ha'regel is also only derbanan, so it's still talking about the same level, derbanan versus derbanan.
So Tosfot said that both are derbanan.
Right. First Tosis says both sa. Then he says both are derabanan. Now within the concept of Avelis being deraisa, how many days are deraisa? So the Rif in Brachos writes that seven. He quotes an opinion that all 7 days are deraisa. We have this based on the which pasuk is this? The 7 days they kept Avelis, I think, by Yaakov Avinu maybe it was. Based on that pasuk, we see that Shiva is 7 days deraisa. The Rif doesn't like it, and he says Shiva that the concept of Avelis is only 1 day. And then comes along the Rive, and he says no. I agree that only 1 day of Avelis, but the concept of Shloshim, 30 days of not getting a haircut, and 30 days of not bathing, and 30 days of not getting washing your clothing, that's also Deraisa. Shiva's 1 day, but 30 days is Deraisa also.
Shiva.
I say, but the Deraisa of Shiva, the Shiva Halachas, is 1 day Deraisa, but the concept of 30 days, Shloshim, that's also Deraisa. So you have a whole range of what's Deraisa, what's Derabanan.
The Halacha is 7 days.
Not Deraisa, though. I think I'm not sure if it really makes much of a difference, but we keep everything Shiva in terms of deraisa, so then that's not necessarily 1 day. Then the Gemara says, an avel eino noeg aveluso berega. We saw that already a few lines down. Menuda. What's the halacha by menuda? Menuda mao shinog nidov berega. Can a menuda, we said before, is a menuda is a person who's excommunicated. Does he keep the halachas of a nidoy during yantif? Some Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Tashma. Donin dine nefashos v'dine makos v'dine mamonos. So on Yantif on Chol Moed, a person is allowed to judge a capital case, a case of giving lashes, a case of dine mamonos, a monetary case. Now vilotzais dina, If a person does not listen to the halacha, the psak din, then misham tina, we send them an excommunication. We send them out, and all these halachas apply to menuda. The Gemara is going to elaborate the next couple of days what halachas actually apply to menuda. It becomes a menuda. Now, visaka daitach ain't a noeg niduv beregel. If we say that a person who already is a menuda from before yantif, he does not keep the halachas of menuda. So then, hashem misham tina lai anan. So if we don't keep that what already existed, are we going to create a new menuda on nechal moed again? The halacha is you're allowed to judge a case on Chol Moed. And the halachas are, if a person doesn't listen to the psak, we place him in Nidui. So Gemara asks, how could you place a person in Nidui if we know a person who was a Nidui from beforehand, and he, and all the halachas don't apply anymore, they're on hold. So then, so if you were to think, rather, that a menuda from beforehand does not keep the halachas of Nidui during Chol Moed, how could you judge a case on Chol Moed in general? Because that might lead to a Nidui in the first place. It must therefore imply that no, a Menuda does keep his halachas of a Nidui during Yantif. So again, V'isag daitach einu nog Nidui b'regel mishumas v'asa meikara asi regel dachilei hashem shamtinilei anon. So if a person was a Nidui in the first place and the regel comes along and uproots it, are we going to create Nidui in the first place on Chol Moed? So then, must be that we do keep the halachas of Nidui. Amar Rabbi, no. Dilma li'una bedinoi. Maybe we're not really giving a psak halacha. We're not giving a psak halacha whereby if he doesn't listen, we're going to place him in Nidui. We're simply being ma'ayin into the halacha. We're going to sit down and learn the sugi, learn the details of the case. We're not giving any psak. Learning the halachas of it is not going to result in anyone going to Nidui, just understanding the situation, the case, and all the evidence. Because if you're not going to say that, if you're saying that you're actually really giving the psak halacha of the din Torah, then dina din fashas de katani, hachanami de katlinale. The Brisa said you're allowed to judge a case of capital punishment. Are we really going to kill a guy in Chol Moed? Is that permitted? We're holding back from Simchas Yomtiv. Now, we're not holding back from the person who dies. Well, he certainly is not going to get Simchas Yomtiv anymore. But the dayanim are going to be minor. They're going to be holding back from Simchas Yomtiv. How so? The Tani Rabbi Kiva Omer, Minayin le Sanhedrin, how do we know a Sanhedrin? Shehargu es nefesh, that the day they killed someone, not really killed, but the fact that the day that they implement a capital punishment, Shein Ta'amin Kol Osayom, they fast the entire day. Tamal Omer lo Sochlu Ahadam. The Gemara Sanhedrin tells us that this pasuk teaches us many halachas. One halachas we learn is that the day that they implement a capital punishment, that they kill a skila, a sreif, a herik chenek, that they do not taste anything the entire day, they fast. So what's going to happen is, and so we clearly see that we can't hold them back from Simchas Yomtiv. You have to eat every single day of Yomtiv, Chol Moed. So the fact that Dinei Nefashos is on the list of things that they do, so it can't be talking about implementing the Psak Din. Ella must be only referring to Le'una Be'idina. They're just investigating the case, but not actually carrying out the punishment. Hachanami Le'una Be'idina. Here too also, when it comes to the situation of looking into Dinei Mamonos case, or Dinei Makos, it was a situation of just investigating, not really implementing. So Amar Lei, Gemara says, Imkain, Im Nimtes Me'aneh Zino. You're going to Me'aneh the Din. What's Me'aneh the Din? Inoy Din is, you're holding back judgment. You're going to tell the guy, we're going to look into your case today. You know, and when we get the Tzak Halacha, we're not going to tell you what the outcome is, the verdict. We're going to wait until after Yantif. That's called Inoy Din. You're not allowed to hold back the verdict from the guy from when you know what the verdict is. So Gemara says, I'll tell you what to do. Awesome at Tzafri. You should come in the morning, and investigate, look into the case. I'll then come back home, and then eat the entire day of Chol Moed, enjoy the Yontif for the Simchas HaRegel. And then come back to sit in the Sanhedrin right before sunset, and then finish the verdict and then kill him. That's not called Inoy HaDin. That's where you accomplish everything. You look into the halachas, you look into the case, you eat, and you kill the guy. Everything's great.
Nice day.
Nice day, right? So, says the Gemara, Amar Bai, Bai says, still continuing on the topic, well, we're still not really sure whether Nidui applies on Yantav or not. And that's a little bit confusing, and we are running out of time. Amar Bai says, Tashma, U'menuda shehitir lo chachamim. So one of the heterim we had in the Mishnah of someone who can get a haircut on Chol Moed was a person who was a menuda, and now was absolved of his requirements of a Nidui on Chol Moed. He can get a haircut. So the Gemara says, what's the proof from here? So you say, Amar Rava, Mikatani Shehitiru Chachamim Shehitiru Lo Chachamim Katani. So what's the difference here? Initially, where I thought that across the board,
there's no nidui, it's just for a specific nidui they gave.
So initially, where I thought hitil chamin, that they said across the board, the cham say there's never any nidui on chamor. No, hitiruho, they permitted for this guy. This guy somehow he did the right thing. He apologized to whoever he insulted. Sure, Tam Chacham he may have insulted, which put him to nidui in the first place. So then they said, okay, now in chamor, we are going to remove the halachas of nidui from you. You may get a haircut. Ketani Dalzil Paisil Baldino, Vasa Kamid Rabban, right? He went to his person who he had, you know, insulted us, and he asked for Mechila. He gave him Mechila, went to the Rabban of Visharle, and the Chacham undid his Nidui. Such a person can get a haircut. But in general, we're not saying across the board to remove the halachas of Nidui. So still no answer. It sounds like that Nidui is kept on Chol Hamoed. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara.
Yeah.
Okay, it's turned. Okay, there. Wow. Okay, fine. Oh, it's 54 ready. Okay.